Enoch Burke here. I'm standing outside Wilson's Hospital School, and as you know, where I've worked, as I said before, for the past 7 years since 2018. And you saw that judgment this week from Judge Brian Cregan, of jail again for the fourth time. And that judgment, a very serious attack on my character in that judgment. And I would just say, I have served God and this school with a good conscience.
4 days ago, our life changed forever when the Canadian government waged war on our small family in the middle of nowhere, in a peaceful valley with hundreds of animals that had names. They were 35 years old, they were 20 years old, they were domesticated, prehistoric, beautiful animal that offered opportunity to the world in viruses and disease mitigation with their beautiful, robust antibodies in their eggs. And these animals were gunned down in the middle of the night by cowards.
Resistance Chicks, we're your hosts, Leah and Michelle. It's Sunday, November 23rd, which means we're going to bring you this week's top world news stories, which include and are not limited to that absolutely devastating story. You know what's so funny? I saw about the ostriches late last night, and I was so mad. So mad. And when I was getting ready for the show today, I was like, man, I wish Leah had seen about the ostriches because I really wanted that to be like our main story. Then I was going through and I was like, oh, look, she's got the ostriches.
That happened on your birthday and we weren't able to cover that because
I hadn't seen it since then.
Like, I just saw it. Was the mustard seed market. So it happened like November 9th, like on your birthday.
They killed the ostriches.
They massacred. They went in the middle of the night, and they. It is the worst story ever. The ostriches. They dance. Did you know that? They dance. Ostriches dance. They got them into like this area, doing the ostrich dance. They were happy.
Leah.
And then they massacred them.
Okay.
It feels like some. And they brought in like, and it was in the middle of the night, in the dark of the night, they got them onto like the highway.
What?
Yes. They like got them out of their property and then just
no.
shoot. I didn't leave a single one. Like those men are going to hell. Whoever did that. Like you have a one.
Why not just,
you have a ticket
so wait.
To a very hot place.
I'm confused why they didn't just.
Like euthanize them like a normal.
No, I mean like gather them together, put them all on a truck or several trucks because there were so many of them. Like this doesn't make any sense.
Because there would have been too many protesters to stop that. You know, you could get them on a truck.
If you could do it in the middle of the night, if you can get them onto the highway and gun them down, who cleaned this mess up? That's what I'm saying. Like,
I don't know. They must have taken them.
It's
I don't know.
You do realize why this happened. Because these animals were supposed to be super highly dangerously contagious that could kill all these other birds. So getting them off of the property onto a highway and then gunning them down and having their blood splattered everywhere.
Yeah.
For other animals to come across.
Yeah.
That is the complete opposite of what you were trying or saying that you were trying to do. Now, I don't know how much we're going to get into this today. But like she said in the video, that's the owner of the farm, their eggs are actually used in highly sophisticated research and development for actually preventing diseases.
I know, exactly.
And having to do with even COVID.
So you're kind of killing my mojo because, like, I knew that we were going to be doing, like,
you
sad stuff.
You gave me the story.
But I was hoping, like, that you, like, I heard you via in my brain. I was hoping you would hear me and you'd be like, you know what I want to do today? I want to start off with the Resistance Chicks theme song.
So what I was actually going to start off today was something be our happy. New products that are going to be coming out on the website this week.
No, that's great. And we should do that. But can we
weren't gonna be, here.
Be happy first? And then we're going to have to dive into the Tavistock
Institute.
So in the UK, it was really good news. They ruled that you should not try to transition kids.
Yeah.
Because there's not a lot of studies on them.
Right.
So then they decided, well, let's just do the studies. Let's experiment on children.
This one? It's in a new window.
No, it's okay. No, we don't need that one. So let's experiment on kids.
Yeah.
And I'm really sick to my stomach on this. And then to top it all off, there's this beautiful, wonderful Christian Irishman named Enoch. And he was, he served 500 days in prison
already
because he would not use they as a pronoun for a child who is confused about their gender. So then he keeps going back and standing in front of the school on public property, from what I understand, and speaking because he was falsely accused, falsely convicted, falsely imprisoned. And guess what? They want to say, now, Mr. Irishman, you are a bad boy. Don't keep speaking out. No. And you know what he said? He said, the church is silent on this. The Catholic Church is silent because Ireland is Catholic. This is, I don't believe this is Northern Ireland. You can correct me if I'm wrong. I believe this is the Republic of Ireland, the country of Ireland, which is Catholic. Okay. If you don't know this, Northern Ireland is part of the UK, which is Protestant. But the Catholic Church has a very strong stance on gender.
Mm-hmm.
And they should be screaming and doing things loud. I wanted to do a video today, and I'm going to do a little bit of it here right now. I was
Before you do anything, you got to fix that hair. You look like you just crawled out of bed.
What?
What is going on over here with this poof poof?
Oh, it just got a little weird here?
Yeah.
Okay. Fix that. Literally did it because I've...
No, the poof is good. The poof, this is good.
I can't see.
That's good.
Dutch.
It was the other side that was like, this is the most real show that's on the internet.
Looks like I just got out of bed.
No, just that one side.
She's so mean to me. Oh my gosh. You know what? We need commercials for that.
I actually appreciate the
Does
poof.
GB News ever do that to somebody live on air?
No, because they have commercials.
Does Alex Jones?
I got 3 hours of staring at that hair. I couldn't look at it.
So I have talked to you about this. We need moments when I need to reapply my lipstick. I need a commercial break. Okay? Sometimes I have to sneeze. Sometimes I have to pee. It's 3 hours.
I just get up and go.
I do. But like in the middle of it, if you've got like something on your face, raise your hand if you'd rather have a commercial break or you'd rather say Michelle, you'd rather see Michelle be like, touch Leah and Leah hates to be touched. So listen,
they would rather me touch you.
No, I would rather
yes,
you not.
They would.
I can't handle it.
100%.
Okay, you. I literally was going into a very spiritual thing.
I'm ready.
And then you totally knocked me out of my mojo.
Get back in it.
I can't play
Tell
my song.
Your mojo.
No, play our song first.
Which one? Do you want to play the theme song?
I want to play the theme song. I want to start playing the theme song every show.
Okay.
As an intro, like I'm trying
that's
to.
That's
gonna
happen in January. I don't have time to make it really happen.
No, play it. Like I have. I'm trying to come up with like a new intro in my head, like visually, to go with this song. It'd be okay. Really cool. Like,
right. I know the plan is to develop it in January.
I know, but I want to sing. I want to hear it now.
Okay.
Like it's like why wait?
Okay.
Okay. So there is this. Go everybody right now. Coalition Reloaded. Like Coalition Reloaded. And then go and like the Resistance Chicks music on Facebook.
I'm so sorry. This is not. Let's try going over here.
So Randall has created all the songs that pertain to Resistance Chicks and made a Facebook page.
But I cannot control the volume on here.
Is it too loud?
We're not gonna be able to talk over it.
I don't need to talk.
Okay.
Yeah. Yo, yeah, yeah. Yo, it's Leah and Michelle with the Bibles unlocked. Dropping true bombs daily like the live stream pop. They ain't here for the fame or political tricks. They the freedom tag team, resistance chicks. Patriotic Kalo, star spangled with grace. Got that don't tread on me look on the face. They preach faith, roast lies, why they need homemade bread. Spitting scripture in the mic, devils breaking the sweat. They resist with the wrist, never twist that word.
Okay, that's all you get. You just get a little preview. You can go listen to the whole thing.
I love that song.
Okay. I would love for that to be our intro. Very excited about that. So to all of these stories today, I know you guys come not just to get the news, the world news. So I'm glad that you're here. It's definitely going to go. We're going around and around the world today. So many places. I think we will circle the globe by the time you will feel like you have just gotten on a plane 24 hours and you didn't have to sit. So great. You can get up. You can move. You can make your Kato bread or whatever's in the song there. It says Kato bread.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, I was trying to get the lyrics down.
That's called meat.
it's called meat.
Kato, you know, bread.
Kato bread is a oxymoron.
Actually, no, I know exactly what Kato bread is. It's meatloaf.
Yeah, that's true. That is so true.
Kato bread is meatloaf.
That's good.
It's the greatest.
Because you put eggs in it too.
Like it was like in slices.
Mm-hmm.
So good.
So good.
Guess what we're having for dinner tonight?
Kato bread.
Gonna do it.
We have two chickens underneath.
Just decided. You know what? That chicken can wait.
Nope.
Now I want Kato bread.
No, because here's the problem,
Leah.
Because you guys come for this. You got the chickens out. They've defrosted.
Yes.
You have to do it now so that you have 2 days of chicken, okay, right? You have to have a break before you do turkey on Thursday. So you got to do chicken now.
Oh, yeah.
So you can do Kato bread before Thanksgiving, like Wednesday.
We're going to make fried chicken.
Yeah, not super Kato. Because
you're adding bread.
You're adding bread. Ding. Chicken bread.
Ding.
Breaded chicken.
Bread-ding.
Bread-ding.
Ding-ding.
Yeah, you could do that.
Okay.
You know, chicken has more protein than beef. I didn't know that.
Oh, I did. I did know that.
You knew that.
You know why I knew that?
No.
Oh, because of my perfect amino chart that is on the website.
In a while.
No, I took my last ones like 4 days ago. I ran out. They're coming. They should be here like in the next 2 days.
Let me tell you why I take these and I appreciate them. I am not hungry during the morning. And they say
you're supposed to have your protein 30 grams within 30 minutes of waking up and do 30 minutes of exercise.
Strength training. You got to be lifting weights. I've been trying to do that. Like, I'll go out, open the chickens, grab my weights, not high weights. Do you know how Rabbit Trail Sunday. We will get back to the news. I have so many rabbit trails. The handheld weights are the best. You know, the little coated ones, right? And you used to be able to get those at the discount store, like Goodwill or St. Vincent or something for cheap. But everybody, just like the cottage cheese at Sam's. Why do I get the cottage cheese at Sam's? Because unfortunately, the cottage cheese at Kroger's has like 20 ingredients. Mm. I want milk. Milk and an acid that curdles the milk. So because of all these like crazed women and men who are super obsessed. Now, I don't believe in making your body a idol.
An idol.
This is another rabbit trail. Your body is not the idol. Your body is the temple for God.
Come on.
Okay? So if you're making your body an idol and worshiping it, and if you're doing what you need to do, Grandma, with the sports bras, listen, put a shirt on. There is no reason for you to exercise in a sports bra's ear. Now, granted, I used to run in Oklahoma in 100-degree weather. That is probably the only excuse, but try to be alone, okay? Try not to go out in public. No one needs to see you in your air-conditioned workout studio, okay? Like, you're in Africa. I get you. You know how the people, they wear the things. They're not overly sexualized. They're just hot, okay? Like, they're literally hot, right? Push-up sports bras are not a thing. You're wearing the sports bra's ear because you're sweating. Padding in sports bra's ears cause extra sweat. That's called vanity.
You just went TMI.
If you see those, listen, and you men, we don't need to see you with your shirts off. You can exercise. You know, you can put a little tank top on. You don't need to do it. These people have made their bodies. They're trying to get down to like
certain levels of body fat because it makes them feel good about themselves, so that when they're doing all the videos and they're watching their videos back and they're like, hey, I am so awesome. You're an idol. You've made yourself an idol. Okay. Now, every once in a while, Michelle and I do something. Hey, that's pretty awesome. But I got to give glory to God. Can we get an amen?
What are you talking about? Something we do that's really awesome.
Well, sometimes we're like, hey, this is pretty good. You got a like good story. What? You got to do a good thing. I'm not saying that it looks awesome.
No, that's different when you're talking about looks.
Okay, so back to the perfect aminos. Something. Protein is very good for you. I have a hard time eating in breakfast. Now, Mom, she gets her two little eggs. She makes her liver. She swallows it down. She loves it. It's great. I love that she does that. I can't do it. So if you are like me and you can't, you can go to Perfect Aminos, go to
resistancechicks.com/body health.
We don't really make a lot on the, like anything on that affiliate. I just, if it's you and that's something that you want to do, I've noticed that when I do take these, as I've gotten older, my muscles have like eaten away. It's really weird.
I never
weird.
Thought it would happen to me.
I never thought, so, I just never did.
But the whey, soy, dairy, and nuts have 29 grams of protein.
Whey, soy. Soy's bad, so knock that off.
Meat, dairy, poultry, and fish have 15 grams, and eggs have 10.
Okay.
So, but poultry has more protein than beef. That's not on that chart, but
so
it does.
So nuts are way to go?
Nuts are the way to go, and dairy.
No way.
Way. So I would like to, can I have my own commercial break?
I don't even know if I got to get back on. Oh, I'll get back. So like we just took like 10 rabbit trails. We're going to get to these stories. Keep going. I got to find my way back. Go ahead.
Well, we ruined my life when we bought the whipped cream machine. Because.
Is it a machine?
It's a machine.
It's a gun.
It's a machine.
It's a gun. It's a gun. It's a gun. It's an air
literally,
gun.
Literally.
It's a CO2 gun, isn't it?
So you
Is that
charge,
what you put in it?
Yes, you charge it.
Yes.
And
it's so amazing.
You can put your own sugar in it like maple syrup.
Yes.
Here's the problem.
What's your problem?
So Leah did something that also ruined my life.
What'd I do?
I asked for a chocolate chip cookie cake for my birthday. Do you guys, did she bring it down and show it to you?
I did.
The recipe was the greatest thing ever. So I am not the person that likes hot with my ice cream because I don't ever want my ice cream to melt because that's dumb because that's the reverse of ice cream. So I'm 42 years old, have never wanted anything hot with ice cream on it because that's retarded. I decided to give that puppy a 15 little second heat up in the microwave. Don't judge me. Do not judge me. Okay. Little warm.
We don't own a microwave.
Well, we actually have a, it's a convection. It's a 4-in-1. It's a microwave. It's an air fryer. It's a convection oven. And it's got, it's another thing. So I heated that puppy up, topped it with ice cream, chocolate syrup, the whipped cream that we make with our whipped cream gun and rainbow sprinkles with that giant birthday cake. So every night after my birthday, I had that. Now that's gone, but we still had whipping cream to make more. So we've now filled that thing 3 times since my birthday. And every night I'm having some form of something with the whipped cream. I'm not getting any smaller. Because, so when we're talking about protein and dairy, if you need to put on weight.
Yes.
I have your answer.
No, heavy
whipping cream will do it.
So if you have kids that are too skinny, get them put maple syrup in and just let them go to town. Yes, it's actually not bad for you.
It's just maple syrup. Yeah. Well, you put a little vanilla in there. Maple syrup, vanilla, and heavy cream.
Yeah.
Boom.
Our great-great-aunt Stella used to, we would go out to eat, and Michelle was super skinny kid. Like,
was.
They were afraid of her being so skinny. So my Aunt Stella, she's like 95 years old, and she's handing Michelle these little creamers, and she's like, drink this. She was trying to get you to get a little, it was hilarious. Okay.
It was really gross.
All right, so. Back I'm not track. Sure how we got to that protein. What was I talking about protein for?
Chicken, keto bread.
What we're going to be, keto bread. Okay.
In the song.
Okay, got
Go
you.
Go and
keto
follow
bread.
The Resistance Chicks music on
so,
Facebook.
So my revelation that I had today, Lord Jesus, please help me to be spiritual again. You got to come on me in the power of the anointing. I was,
pray for you.
I was on Twitter today because that's how I find the news. And there is this Christian guy. He's called Protestia. And he's this Protestant guy who used to be charismatic, and now he's like
exposing all of the bad pastors. And I was really offended today because, not really, but whatever. He posted a clip of a preacher, and I could actually just play it for you, which was saying, if you want to activate your prayer life and bring the supernatural into your life, start praying in tongues and activating your prayer language. And he said this, and Protestia said, this is the most unbiblical thing that anybody's ever said. And I was just like, well, just, I never want to read anything you say, like, ever again. What do you mean this is the most unbiblical thing?
So he Mike says, Winger got on the tangent too. So I've been commenting to the Mike Winger post too.
He got on it. Mike mm-hmm. Winger's not filled with spirit?
No. Oh my gosh, no.
So these men who are so biblically literate, okay, will they're called cessationists. They believe that the gifts of the spirit, because they don't have them activated in their life, mm-hmm. have ceased. There are zero, count them, zero scriptures that say, hey, these gifts of the spirit that Paul talks about, that James talks about, that Jesus says, Jesus literally says, you'll the power will come on you, you'll speak in new tongues. So, and then there's Acts chapter 2. So, which Luke wrote. The entire New Testament is filled with the supernatural. It's filled with being filled with the Holy Spirit, speaking in songs and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, making melody in your heart to the Lord. Paul says, I am glad that I speak in tongues more than you all. Amen. Okay? Because when I pray in the Spirit, no man understands me. Howabout in the Spirit, I speak mysteries. Acts 2, 8, 9, 10, and 19 are separate infillings. People get saved, and then they get filled with the Holy Spirit. Peter is called to Cornelius's house, a bunch of non-Christian Gentiles. They hear the gospel.
Non-Jewish.
Non-Jewish Gentiles. They were non-Christian too. They get filled. They hear the gospel. They all start speaking in tongues. The disciples say, whoa, should we forbid these guys to be baptized in water, making them, you know, one of us a Christian? Because look, the Holy Spirit is poured upon them. They're all praying in tongues. There is so much praying in tongues in the New Testament, it leaps off the pages. But if your mind and your heart are hardened to the Holy Spirit, you will get angry when somebody speaks about the gifts of the Holy Spirit. It will revel up inside of you. You will be, it is a demonic manifestation in your life. It is a hardness of your heart, because the Bible says, resist not the Holy Spirit. We resist the evil. The Bible says, do not resist the Holy Spirit. You know what the Bible also says? Don't grieve the Holy Spirit. How do you grieve the Holy Spirit? Well, in 1 Corinthians, it says you grieve the Holy Spirit by forbidding people to give a tongue and an interpretation, by forbidding people to prophesy. So your particular post is literally a grieving of the Holy Spirit. Now, let me tell you one more thing, Mr. Protestia. You are dangerously walking on dangerous ground, because there is only one unforgivable sin, and you want to know what that is? It is to blaspheme, to resist the Holy Spirit. When the Holy Spirit is moving, there is a grieving. The Bible literally says, do not grieve the Holy Spirit. You know what the grieving of the Holy Spirit is like? Let me show you what this is like. You all came for this because you need some church.
You did. The church is dead. That church.
A little child mm-hmm. comes up to their father, says, Daddy, I love you, and gives you a big hug. And dad says, don't hug me. Go away. I don't want to see you today. That is the feeling. Now, you can all picture that. Feel how you feel. That's the grieving of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit comes in like the love of a child. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit will come in to convict, because the Bible says no man can come to the Father but by me. It says that the Holy Spirit is the one who convicts of sin. And so you have a lot of men, even a Mike Winger, who has, unfortunately, there is a very dangerous road, sir, that you walk down when you begin to expose other ministries that are walking in sin. You and Mike Winger has gotten down this path. I want him to do that, but it is dangerous. If you don't recognize that these bad pastors are operating in the demonic, and that when you expose them, you unleash all the power of hell on your life. And what will happen is the demons will begin to fire on your weaknesses. Your weaknesses are where your flesh gets flared. Oh, I did not plan this sermon. Your weaknesses, write this down, children of God, are when your flesh is flared.
That's good, Leah.
If you do not walk in fear, like I don't think Mike Winger has much fear. His flesh is flared, forgive me, sir, in pride. In your area of biblical knowledge. I know the word. I know it. I know it inside and out. Who else knows the word inside and out, Michelle?
The devil.
Demons know the word inside and out. They quoted it to Jesus, thinking that they might get the Son of God on a hook. They know the word of God. They, whereas the dangerous song we play, we need those buttons. I don't know if you have the buttons.
I do. I would have to pre-program them.
Pre-program for the dangerous song.
Okay.
So that every time we talk about the bad pastor, you can hit, he's dangerous, like that, okay? Like, he's dangerous. So what, you don't have to be right now.
They flexing with scripture, but texting temptation. A smooth operator, got a sin foundation. He prays with precision, but motives are blurry. Unknown in his lies, with a gospel flurry. God told me a mind, a spiritual bait. Now you in his DMs, tangled in fate. He smiled like a deacon, but act like a thief. Behind all the charm is a word of deceit. He says he's redeemed, but he's faking.
He's so dangerous, okay?
So good.
I'm telling you something.
That just came out like 2 days ago.
That is like the best song.
It's the Scott Kesterson song,
Scott
by the way.
Scott Kesterson. It's also our dangerous pastors, our bad pastors, sermons. It's
100%.
It's Mike Bickle. It's, you know, Robert Morris. It's Michael Tate, yep. Okay? It's these guys. They are wearing faith like a cloak. They wear it. They know the Bible inside and out, okay? And so what is very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Is when you begin to go up against these demonic hordes that if there is a pastor that has a big ministry, especially a bigger ministry, and has been able to deceive people for a decent amount of time, you have to see into the spirit realm the amount of demons at work there. Because those demons are not at work on the pastor. The demons are at work on the congregation.
Come on.
The demons are in... If there's 1,000 people in that room and they're listening and they're believing that that pastor is a good pastor, every single one of those people have a demon following at home.
Uh-oh.
Because that whole room is filled. That right there, that's the sound. That's the sound of demons whispering in your ear. Whispering in your ear. You're going to go home. You're going to yell at your wife. You're going to look at porn. Your kids are going to follow off in their own ways. Because you have opened up. That's why it's so dangerous to sit under somebody, to listen to somebody who listens to demons.
Come on.
Because you're opening up your heart. So this is the word that the Lord was giving me today as I was like thinking about this protestia and like walking in the spirit and all these things. And I was like, that these guys are so spiritually darkened that they have been deluded in their mind with their scripture, thinking that the scripture, the words... are the power, that the knowledge of just the words are the power. It is the Spirit of God in the words that gives the power. And so if you don't want the Spirit of God, not only will you not have the power, but you will literally have demons going down your throat into every fiber of your being, especially when you think that you're quoting the word. Peter, I know, Paul, I know, but who are you? Seven sons of Sceva, and then one guy filled with a bunch of demons sent seven guys running and tore them apart and beat them up physically. How much more is this going to happen spiritually if you think that you can take on any sort of person that is a bad pastor without the Spirit of God, without praying in the Spirit, without, because here's the thing, if you're not praying in the Spirit, you do not have discernment of spirits. And if you can't see the demons that you're up against or the angels that are with you, you're done for. If you can't see the chessboard, you will be eaten alive. And I can see it happening in Mike Winger. He's getting darker and darker every day. And unfortunately, he's getting eaten alive, trying to expose the darkness, and the darkness is eating him.
I want to say on the Mike Winger post, what he specifically said was, you know, throughout history, there have been plenty of, you know, really, I'm paraphrasing here, really strong, you know, Christians that did not speak in tongues.
Nobody is saying that you can't be a strong Christian. I'm saying that if you want to take on the devil, you got to be baptized in the Holy Spirit.
But what really got me is that this, the argument, I need to go back and find the exact wording that he said, because the argument that essentially was being poised is that you can't be a Christian if you're not filled with the Spirit.
But that's not what that guy was saying.
I know, but nobody is saying that. Like, I've literally, in my 42 years being on this earth, have never heard anybody claim that.
No,
statement.
I've never heard it.
I've heard a couple people talk about it, like, just, that, like other people might believe that, but I've never heard anybody say that as if it's true.
And that is what
but
the devil
uses. But they say that that's what we think.
But that's what the devil uses to twist it.
Right.
Okay? Because what the whole post that was going around was this guy saying, if you want to supernaturally charge your spirit life,
yeah,
your spiritual life,
right,
okay, praying tongues.
But so it got reduced through telephone to, you aren't a Christian if you don't speak in tongues. And
no,
that's the stance.
Because here's the thing. There's nothing more powerful than love.
Right.
You can walk in love and really move in powerful ways. But if you want to supercharge that move, you should be filled with the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues. It's not the end all be all.
I was so encouraged by the comment section.
Do you know how many people are speaking in tongues?
I know.
It's literally at least three quarters of the people on Twitter.
And it's got
that
to
comment
be,
because
it has to be at least three times as many as when I was a kid, and maybe even like five. It was, you couldn't talk about it when I was a kid. And now it's like every Christian that I know, I feel like.
Well, when these people make these posts on Twitter,
mm-hmm,
three quarters of them are, well, you need to talk to Paul about this.
Yeah.
Because it's really great. So this was the epiphany that I had when I was talking about this to the Holy Spirit. He said, American Christianity and probably Christianity worldwide is what we call fantasy Christianity. And the reason being, if you do not believe that your Christianity is activated in such a way that makes a difference in the world around you, that makes a difference in the law, in your home, in your community, that literally where you walk, you're bringing another kingdom. Okay, so this fantasy Christianity is, I am a Christian and I go to church and I do spiritual things, but I don't, but the kingdom of God is not of this world. And so Christianity is separate from the things of this world. And I was thinking about, you know, how Kim sent you the shake plate, whatever.
It's the greatest.
It's so great. Somebody would say, hey, Leah, how are you activating and using the kingdom of God with shake plate, with the shake plate or something like that? There are only two kingdoms. There's the kingdom of light. There's the kingdom of darkness. You have a choice. Everything is, there is no neutral ground here.
Mm.
So everything that I touch, everything that I'm a part of, I realize it's the world. It's the world system. But the Bible says, be in the world, but not of the world. So my job and your job is to activate the kingdom in every single area. So you know what? I'm going to be praying in tongues while I'm on the shake plate. Okay? Activate the kingdom in everything that you are doing, in everything that you touch. You're outside raking. You're outside, you know, with your kids playing. You need to recognize that, here's the thing, you're not of this world. You need to remind yourself of this. I am not of this world. I am not of this world. What does that mean? That does not mean fantasy world that you're just going to go be living in heaven one day. When you are of this world, your job is to bring heaven into earth. If you are living out of the kingdom of God, your job is to manifest. The whole earth groans for the manifestations of the Son of God. When you are living out of heaven and you recognize, I am a child of God, I am a king and a priest, I am a walking, living temple. So what happens where the temple goes? What happened where the Ark of the Covenant went? You know that when they stole the Ark of the Covenant and they put it by the god Dagon, the Dagon would fall and the people would get sick. Mm. People would die. If you touch the Ark of the Covenant, the Bible says, touch not my anointed, Protestia, and come do on. My prophets no Let's harm. Go. I was reading in Jeremiah today, and the Lord said to Jeremiah, behold, I have ordained you to be a prophet to the nations. We do world news not to just bring you to the news, but to bring the gospel of the kingdom to the nations and to see where God is moving in the nations, to say he is King of Kings and he is Lord of Lords. He's King of Poland. He's King of Hungary. When we see that manifested, we shine the light. And in the UK, where they are trans and kids, we go in there and we say, that's dark. If there's either darkness is the absence of light. If the kingdom of God is not there, it is dark. Mm. So we've got to bring the light to Ireland. And it will happen, and it does happen. And I don't think that it is a coincidence that we started Resistance Chicks in 2016 and our YouTube channel took off in one demographic. Men in the UK who were watching our show were over 50% of our demographic, which we could see at that time. And most of them were like over 50. Those were men who had a desire to change the world. And they watched our show because we were doing viral videos of Nigel Farage. Yes, but they stayed for something else. Mm. They stayed because they tasted of something that they did not yet understand. That was by the Spirit of God. The man of God and you guys who have stayed, Stuart the Brit, Barry, you guys in the UK, a lot of you guys in your sister country, Australia, some of you in Canada, you stayed because you tasted of something that you did not understand properly, or you were beginning to understand, or maybe you did understand. And some walked away because they couldn't handle the fire, because you have to go through the fire to get the firepower. Oh. Come on now. The Holy Spirit, when you see a representation of the Holy Spirit, what is the drawing? It's fire. Mm-hmm. Okay? You have to go through the fire to get the fire power. The only way you overcome Islam, and we've said this from the beginning, is through what?
The power of God.
Through the power of God. By bringing Christianity in.
Amen.
And here's the thing, but I got to tell you guys something. It's not, you can't come in and be like, this is the word of God. I cast you out in the name of this thing. No. It has to come from within.
Amen.
You can't stop Islam with the thoughts of Christianity. It has to come from a changed heart. We are missing something huge around the world. It's called a regenerated being. Mm. Christianity is not a difference of thought and a difference of thinking. You, in order to be born again, you have to become like a child. You have to be born again, a new creature. So all of that sin, visualize it, comes off like a shell. And you're new, like a butterfly coming out of a cocoon. You're totally, completely different. The sin is over. It's done. And the reason why we have a lot of people who are confused about this guy named David Wood, who is an apologist, Christian apologetic, my stepping stones, a Christian apologist for Christianity against Islam. He almost murdered his father, and he had some sexual dealings with young girls before he was 18 and before he went to jail.
And he even looks creepy.
He does look creepy, but I'm going somewhere else with that.
Okay. We're going to talk about that on Tuesday.
No, not really. Okay. I want to bring up actually the fact that Christianity transforms even the worst of all criminals. There's no level of sin that Jesus, when you come to Jesus, that you do not change. Think about the Roman guards who crucified Jesus and the men on the cross. That's legit some brutality that you and I don't understand.
Like killing ostriches.
If you can take a rusty nail and hammer it into someone's wrist, you've died in your soul.
Yeah.
That's just as bad as raping somebody. Mm-hmm. That's as bad as murder.
Sure.
You don't it get is to murder. Say, it is murder. And you don't get to say, yeah, but the government made them do that.
Right.
No, they whipped Jesus with a cat of nine tails. Mm-hmm. And we would say, I would love for that. We've seen like The Robe, the old movie from the 60s.
So good.
We would love to see those Roman guards come to know to Jesus. When you see that transformation, you don't even remember that they were brutal rascals who murdered people. So in Rome, they were crazy homosexuals. They were raping children. They were raping men. They were raping women. They had all kinds of temple prostitutes. There was a tremendous amount of sin. The problem with American Christianity, the reason why we are so scared of people and their past is because we don't have a Christianity that regenerates.
Wow. That's
good. And so you have a mental, so I look at, his name is David Wood, doesn't quite seem regenerated. Because he's got behind his eyes this kind of demonic look. I don't think he's been delivered from. He keeps saying, like, I'm a psychopath. I don't have feeling. No, you still have demons. Mm-hmm. Okay? You'll see a change on this David Wood guy when he's been delivered from those demons because his God will give him a heart of flesh again. Amen. And he will seem human.
Amen.
People are like, well, he's repented. No, he has not been regenerated. I can tell by the look behind his eyes. By their fruits, you will know them. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. I want to come here and tell you there is no sin that the gospel cannot redeem and change. Nothing. I have come to this place where the Lord is saying, the reason why we're afraid of child molesters is because we don't have a gospel that regenerates. I'll forgive every sin but child molestation. I'll forgive every sin but rape. I'll forgive every sin but murder. We have these cartel members and we're like, okay, cartel members can come to know Jesus. Yes, they took a gun to somebody's head, bang. Gang members, black kids in the inner city, they used to kill people. We're like, that's fine. Guys, I'm going to tell you something. There is no spectrum that God can't redeem. And I believe the reason why Jesus came in the time of Rome, in the time of Greek, is because it was a crazy time. They still like put children. If you could take a baby, offer it on a platter and set it on fire.
Oh dear God!
To the god Molech and Baal.
Sure, yeah, they did that.
You can be redeemed.
Yes.
Right. The Aztec Indians mm-hmm. used to think that they were offering up children to their gods. They would literally cut their hearts out, right? Indiana Jones style. But. We don't have pastors that are able to show us what do you do with somebody who still has sin in their lives and doesn't seem to be redeemed. Mm. We don't have shepherds who know how to keep the wolves out. Listen, yeah, you used to be a sinner. You, as Paul says, some of such as you were, you used to be crazy, horrible people.
I was waiting to quote that scripture, but okay. It's good.
You used to be crazy, horrible, awful people.
Yeah.
But you've been changed.
Yeah.
You've been renewed. What does a shepherd do? A shepherd's looking at the flock and like, is it safe here? Is it safe here? Is it safe here? Are you safe? Are you safe? Are you safe? I'm looking at your fruit. I'm being led by the Holy Spirit. Can I see demons on you? No, you're not. No, no, no. We're giving you, you're leaving this church and Satan is going to buffet you. Mm-hmm. And then you can come back.
Yeah.
Because you know what? Your sin is dangerous here.
Yeah.
Okay? We don't have a Christianity that redeems. We have a fake fantasy Christianity that is a mind world in your mind that you've made up, that churches have made up, where you go and you sing a couple songs and only good people who are kind of good can get saved. When I was growing up, we loved the gang members. We loved the drug dealer testimonies. Those to us felt okay. And you could see that they stopped because they stopped dealing drugs, right? We have to recognize that there is a power, Mike Winger, protestia, that happens when you are truly filled with the Holy Spirit. The devil can fake being filled with the Holy Spirit. The devil can fake speaking in tongues. We need men and women of God who are intercessors, who are in the presence of God, who can look somebody in the eye, who can tell this person is evil. And when they've had the wool taken over their eyes by somebody like a Scott Kesterson, you come out and say, just like Peter, just like Paul said, Alexander the coppersmith did me much wrong. What did he do? He was resisting Paul.
I actually just listened to that today. I was listening to the audio Bible because I always do in the morning when I'm getting ready. And I noticed something in that we don't actually follow up with when we quote that scripture.
He's talking to Timothy.
Right. But he warns. He literally says, I would have you, like, I'm warning you of him. Be aware of him. Be aware.
Yeah.
And so, you know, for anybody out there that's saying, like, you shouldn't don't be calling out this stuff. Don't expose these people. Paul literally did that. He didn't just say, Alexander the coppersmith did me much wrong. The Lord repay him. He literally says,
to watch out for him. I'm warning you of this person. I want you to be on your guard with this. Yeah.
So it's not so much about how long it takes you to recognize somebody who's dangerous. Mm-hmm. It's when you do, what do? You cut them out, you scream, you expose. Scott Kesterson is a warlock who is lying through his teeth every single time he presses that button. He's like Jabba the Hutt of disgusting perversion in his mind. He lies, he cheats, he steals. Everywhere he goes, he's ruining people's lives. Alexander the Coppersmith did me much wrong. Scott Kesterson did us and a laundry list of people much wrong. The Lord repay him is what I would say. And these are the things that we have to call out. But you cannot go against evil. As I know, going at Scott Kesterson, he's got a super amount of demons all around him. Okay. You've got to be ready. You've got to go through the fire until you have the firepower to be able to take these evil things down. And so I would say, anybody listening right now, if you want that firepower,
come on.
He's here for you.
Amen.
The Holy Spirit wants to fill you so that you can pray in the Spirit, so that you can pray in tongues and in other language. You can be filled with the Holy Spirit and you can begin to see things in the spirit realm that you couldn't see before, so that you can go at these things. I would say even to like the people in Canada who are going after the ostriches, I would have encouraged them to pray in the Spirit of God to begin to stop things like that. In the UK, and so back to the UK, 2016, largest audience, UK men. And we were constantly talking about Islam. It was a very dark time because there were terrorist attacks every week in 2017.
Gary says, this Welsh man has been here for over 10 years on Facebook.
Oh my gosh, that's so awesome.
That means you've been here since the beginning because we're just getting into beginning. Our 10 year.
That's so 10. Awesome. I love you guys. So in taking these things down, we would pray from a place of like almost defeat because the UK was so darkened spiritually.
Yeah.
But we would still speak it out.
Right.
And we, you guys, remember if we would put in the chat, if you remember, we would pray, God, I just thank you that you're coming across the UK. I thank you that there's a revival there. I thank you that you're reviving Christianity. We know that all the good Christians left like a couple hundred years ago and left a spiritual void, that good Christian men were killed in World War I and World War II. And that they left a gaping hole in what used to be the Battison and bed of wonderful Christianity from creating George Whitfield's and John Wesley's and the Pilgrims and all these wonderful spirit-filled people. Wesley was spirit-filled, spoke in tongues, by the way.
I know.
Okay. And I'm just going to pray right now. God, I just thank you that you are moving. I thank you that we are receiving good reports, even from Barry, our resident agnostic, saying that young men and women, but a lot of young men, and it's just so where the young men go, everyone will follow. That they are waking up and they are being regenerated, that they want the not just the feeling of being changed into a Christian, not just being a brand new creature, but they want to feel like they're making a difference. They want to bring Christianity into their government, into their lives, into their thoughts, into their families. They want to do things in a righteous way. I ask you that you empower these young men, that you bring them into office. I just see young men entering into British office in a way that's far that the United States will follow, because the United States followed the British form of government, because the Lord has a plan for you, Britain. The Lord has that Jerusalem song is very anointed, because Jesus, whether he walked himself, Jesus does walk amongst that land in Britain. It is a holy land. Though I have the power of God on me so strong. The Lord says, I sent to you Patrick, St. Patrick to Ireland, that he does see Great Britain as a united front. Ireland, Scotland, the UK, and Wales. He sees you all as a apple of his eye. He loves you, Britain. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He sees the hearts of men and women who tried to spread the gospel even through colonialism. Many people went to other countries. They went to India. They went to Africa, and they said, we want to spread the gospel. We want to spread the gospel. You have sent so many missionaries. I'm going to tell you, UK, you are reaping the reward of the missionaries and the missions that have been sent before you. The Lord says, I will bless you to 1,000 generations. So for the John Wesleys, for the George Whitfields, for the William Bradfords, for the Brewsters, for all of these wonderful Christian men, the Algernon Sidneys, for the John Locks, these men that gave their lives, not just for the freedom of the soul, but the freedom of the body and the mind as well. knowing that you can't have the freedom in Christ without freedom in life, that liberty and life go hand in hand, that liberty in Christ and liberty in life go hand in hand, that the rules and the laws that God has set out, those natural laws, must be in place for us to embrace the plan of God for our lives. The natural law must be in place for us to embrace the plan of God for our lives. So you need good government to walk out the liberty in Christ that he has given you. So he empowers men and women to be in places of power and government, whether it's kings or priests or parliament. Oh, I have you. Thank you, Jesus. Parliament. The Lord says, I am going to bring down your form of government. I am going to make it and remake it anew. I believe the Lord is saying that the House of Lords is going to be brought down but revised, and that it will represent kings and priests in Great Britain, and those will be the places and the halls of Parliament will ring forth. I just see Christmas bells. You are the land of Christmas. You are the land of Charles Dickens. What does it mean to love one another? That is what Jesus says. I want you to love the Lord your God with all your heart and soul and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. Charles Dickens was sent as a forerunner. Christmas is sent as a forerunner for the eyes to be on Christ, for there to be joy, for people to understand that I want families to be together. Christmas is about family time. Christmas is about giving. Christmas is about Jesus Christ showing you, coming, giving his life as the greatest gift and sacrifice, and showing that is the ultimate of life. Living your life as a great sacrifice is the ultimate of life, but there's joy in that. That's why we celebrate Christmas, and so that the Lord is saying that we can live out the Christ Christmas gift every year, every day of the year. And it started in the UK. And the Lord says, I love Christmas, embrace Christmas, embrace the spirit of God in Christmas, because it is proclaiming joy to the world. The Lord has come. It is a kingdom holiday. And I just declare right now that Christmas shall be celebrated in every corner of this universe. We will celebrate on December 25th. We will celebrate on December 26th. We will celebrate the 12 days of Christmas. We will celebrate. We will celebrate. We will celebrate. We will celebrate. And what you guys are seeing is this is what it means to be empowered by the Holy Spirit. What does it mean? Prophetic words will flow through you when you embrace the power of the Holy Spirit. When you speak in other tongues, the Lord will give you prophetic words so that when you are in front of an audience, they can know what is the voice of the Holy Spirit speaking right now. And the Lord says, the veil has been torn. Right now, Christmas is the song of heaven right now. There are Christmas preparations being had in heaven. There are Christmas preparations in Christmas markets around the world, which we'll bring to you guys. But I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are bringing the giving. Christmas is not about taking. Christmas is about giving. Ask the Holy Spirit, how can I be a giver? How can I be a giver in this season? How can I be a gift like you, Jesus, were a gift to the world, as the three wise men brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh to Jesus? How can I bring a gift? How can I bring a gift of salvation to somebody, a gift of freedom, a gift of love, a transformative gift? How can I be that gift of joy and life to somebody else? So, Father God, as we begin to talk about these stories, as we begin to embrace the Spirit of God, as you begin to go from nation to nation to nation, as you have ordained the people, the men and women and children who are listening, I bless you children who are listening. I bless you teens who are listening. God, bring in Generation Z to listen to our show. Amen. Bring in those young people, those teens, 18 to 22, 24, 26. Bring them in to watch this show, to be empowered, to start their own ministries, to be missionaries. Send them out. Send them out to their own countries. Send them out to speak, just like Nayland Haley. Send them out like a Charlie Kirk, to speak to the nations, to prophesy words of freedom and your government, freedom in your mind, freedom in your soul. I thank you, Father God, that they will begin to speak with the power and empower in Enoch right now. Empower these ostrich people. Empower these people across the world right now to begin to prophetically speak out, you shall not pass. This is a government. This is a kingdom of God. And my government, wherever you're at, from the Philippines to Vietnam to Australia to the little islands of Samoa, this country will serve Jesus. What does that look like? It means we have justice here. We have joy here. We have peace here, where wicked people are punished and righteous people are elevated. When the wicked are in power, the people mourn. When the righteous are in power, the people rejoice. I thank you, Father God, that you are raising up leaders right now in Jesus' name from amongst the people who will not be leaders from the top down, but they will lead serving from the bottom up. And they will not look down on the people, robbing from the people, but they will begin to be giving to the people. They will be the weight, holding people up, pushing people up, saying, if you're in poverty, we're going to get you lifted up by the power of God. If you're sick, we're going to lift you up into healing in the power of God. If you're broken, we're going to lift you up in the power of God. And we're going to put your persecutors and your tormentors behind bars. And we're going to demand restitution for things that people have stolen. And we are going to have justice with mercy for these people who are these people who are walking in Islam and their hatred and their anger and their violence right now. You will be transformed or you will be locked away. You are not going to harm people in any way. And I thank you, Father God, that you are blessing this show, that Sundays are going to be prophetic Sundays, that people are going to come here on Sundays and hear what is the word of God speaking to the world today out in the earth. And everybody's going to come with a word that they got. Come with a word. Come with a prayer. Come with a song. Come with a psalm right now in Jesus' mighty name. Come with the gifts that God has given you to spread in every corner of the earth, in your communities, in your life, in your family. I think that you're raining down blessings on every single person. You will be blessed to be a blessing. You will be given to so you can give. And men shall be given unto your bosom, pressed down, shaking together, shall men heap blessings into your life so that you can continually be a blessing. God, make me a funnel, make me a funnel, make me a funnel, make me a funnel so that I can begin to be your hands and feet, so that I can give water to the thirsty and bread to the hungry and clothes to the naked, because that is what you came to do, to heal up and to bind up the brokenhearted, to heal the fractured soul, to set at liberty those who are bound right now in Jesus' mighty name. It is the religion, that the religiosity that has been trumping real, true, pure religion that takes care of the fatherless and the widows. And we speak to that fake religiosity and we bind you and we gag you and we send you to the bottomless pit. You will not mock the Holy Spirit anymore. You will cease and be still and be silent. Those who are mocking the Holy Spirit, watch out, watch out, watch out. Those, you are turning your back on God when you are mocking the Holy Spirit. And the Lord says there is a curse coming on those, and it could be worse, but there is a curse coming on those who would mock the Holy Spirit. Do not mock that which I am doing, because it is by the power of the Holy Spirit that these young men in the UK are coming to know Jesus. It's by the power of the Holy Spirit that the gospel is spreading across the world. And so do not mock that which the Holy Spirit is doing. Do not mock. Embrace both Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three in one. And I thank you, Father God, that you are sending this forth out in Jesus' mighty name.
I hate to cut Leah off, but we only have so much time right here on Faith and Freedom TV. Thank you for tuning into Resistance Chicks. We love this network. If you'd like to watch the rest of this episode, and we actually did get to the rest of the news, you can do so by visiting resistancechicks.com. Again, don't forget to visit shop.resistancechicks.com and use promo code B2T at the checkout to save 10%.